From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A 22-year-old Iranian protester has died in custody, according to two Iranian lawmakers, intensifying fears of a repeat of the prisoner abuse that followed similar protests in 2009. Mahmoud Sadeghi, a reformist member of Iran's parliament, says he was told the detainee committed suicide in prison. Another lawmaker said the detainee had been arrested in Tehran. Iranian authorities have arrested more than 1,000 people in response to the demonstrations, which broke out nearly 2 weeks ago. At least 21 people have been killed in the unrest. The race to find survivors on a flaming Iranian oil tanker continues following its collision with a Chinese cargo ship off the eastern coast of China on Saturday. Reuters correspondent Serena Diaron reports on the collision's effect.
The impact of the oil spill left behind by the collision is unclear. However, the tanker was carrying over 130,000 metric tons of oil condensate. That volume means the disaster could become the worst spill since 1991, when twice that amount leaked off the coast of Angola. And it may be more difficult to contain this disaster if it grows worse. Condensate is colorless, highly toxic, and more explosive than normal crude oil. China, Japan, and South Korea share the East China Sea and are on alert for any developing slick headed to their shores.
The collision caused the tanker to burst into flames. It's carrying 136,000 metric tons of oil. China, South Korea, and the U.S. Navy have deployed ships and aircraft to assist with the search for the missing crewmen. The size of the oil spill, cause of the collision, not yet determined. This is VOA News. As many as 64 migrants are